Hello friends, welcome to Sahil Sharma Podcasts, where you get all the information related to the problems in your life. Today we are going to discuss the importance of forgiveness in our life, and we'll also discuss the power of forgiveness. Forgiving people is good quality, but practically it is difficult to forgive anyone. If you forgive someone who has wronged you, do you think it makes you powerful, sound funny? We will discuss this in detail. What are the benefits of forgiveness? What are the stages of forgiveness? What are the steps to forgiveness? Why is the power of forgiveness important in life? What is the true meaning of forgiveness? We will answer all your questions in details. Forgiveness is an emotion that we can say that do not have to deal with our physical body. But it is also important for our physical well-being. So as you keep your body fit by physical exercises, do practice to keep your mind healthy and active. A sound mind stays in a sound body. Likewise, the opposite is also true. So don't let the feeling of hatred remain in your mind. Just as we exercise for a period of time to build a muscular body, in the same way with life experience and connecting with people, you make your mind powerful to forgive others. The power of forgiveness helps you live a blissful life, no matter how adverse a condition you are suffering from. God tells us not to cling to the pain of someone else's sin. Go ahead and forgive them even when they do not pardon you for what they had done. Thinking about the pain you are suffering, you are increasing it further. Peter came and said, "Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times." Jesus answered him, "I tell you, not up to seven times, but 70 times seven." Matthew 18:21-22. Forgiveness is the supreme law of God. God teaches us to forgive ourselves and others. But sometimes we don't forgive angrily, we get entangled with the negative energies in the surroundings. Unless and until you realize the true power of forgiveness, you will get envious of the small nuisances around you. You remain disturbed by the people around you. Their actions impact your mental health. Wanda Malcolm, a registered psychologist, states that it is not a good idea to make forgiveness an a priori goal of therapy. Stephen Stosny also adds that you heal first then forgive, not forgive then heal, that fully acknowledging the grievance is an essential first step before forgiveness can occur. Wikipedia. The person who wants peace of mind in this fast-growing world will practice acquiring forgiveness. He knows in this world change is happening over time. Some changes may hurt him, so he should be prepared to tackle the negative effects of changes. Forgiveness is something that helps you make yourself complete. It helps you know your true self. Whenever you forgive someone, you reward yourself, which sweetens your mind and future. Forgiveness is necessary at every stage of life, rather you are a student, a housewife, a husband, a business owner, etc. To run your life smoothly, you have to acquire forgiveness. Forgiveness initially feels like poison, but it is the nectar of life. Those who do not forgive others, who have hurt themselves, live in a puddle of negative emotions and more delusions. They are greatly affected by the problems they face in their lives. They feel themselves vulnerable to get out of those situations. The feeling of hatred made their life hell. They always think just to avenge of their loss. But the truth is that revenge is not going to give you the real peace and satisfaction, but forgiveness is. Until you feel real bliss from within, then there are sorrows and sorrows all around. The external sources are not going to give you real happiness, they just provide temporary pleasure. Happiness is just a state of mind. When our mind feels calm and satisfied, we feel happy. Control your mind so that it does not get attached to unnecessary things that hurt it. We often hurt ourselves with unnecessary thoughts and do not forgive ourselves. It takes time to understand the value of forgiveness. Forgiveness and love are the universal elements of happiness. Forgiving and loving a person, because the person is not bad, his thoughts and actions are bad. His eternal self is also as beautiful as yours. We have to make the surroundings happy by forgiving and eliminating the energy of hatred spread it over there. After forgiving someone, you will realize that you were absolutely right. Anger always provokes you to harm the person who has hurt you, it never allows you to forgive him/her. What feels right when you are angry, may leave a painful impression on your mind forever, because anger never helps in taking the right decision, but any decision taken in anger will always result in bitter consequences in the future. God has given us this beautiful life to enjoy and be thankful for it. They have given us the answer to all the questions, solution to all the problems what we felt during our lifetime. We just have to find them and live peacefully. In 2001, Charlotte Vanoyen Whiteley asked people to think about someone who had hurt, wronged, or offended them. As they thought to answer, she observed their reaction. She observed their blood pressure, heart rate, facial muscle tension, and sweat gland activity. To deliberate on an old misdemeanor is to practice unforgiveness. The outcome to the recall of the grudge: the candidate's blood pressure and heart rate increased, and they sweated more. Pondering about their resents was stressful, and subjects found the rumination unpleasant. When they adept forgiveness, their physical stimulation glided downward. They showed no more of an anxiety reaction than normal wakefulness produces. God has given us the amazing power to rule over our problems and depression of life. He teaches us to forgive and love the person, because this makes him/her happy and they will also enjoy their life. Gratitude. Develop gratitude in your heart for learning forgiveness. It helps you feel grateful for your life and does not feel low with the miseries associated with it. Sorrows in life come when we go off the road that God has asked us to follow. The surrounding is too much materialistic that we lose our peace of mind and control over our mind and bring a lot of frustration and stress in our lives. External sources confuse us, do not get trapped in it. The real happiness lies within us. No need to look outside for happiness. Makes your relationship stronger. There are many examples in our history that teach us the importance of forgiveness. Nelson Mandela has forgiven the brutal security guard who hurt him in their prison home. This seems like a sign of his kindness and his kind heart, but the real value he felt while forgiving them is the power of forgiveness. A strong relationship can only be formed if you have the power to forgive your partner. Life is long and is full of mysterious, unexpected surprises. Your partner is going to be with you in every crisis you face. But it is difficult to build such a strong relationship if you are not a good and humble-hearted person. If you don't know the importance of forgiveness, your relationship will not stay longer. Brings mental peace. Come back. Even as a shadow, even as a dream. Euripides. Depression has become a big problem these days. People also suffer from small crises in their lives, they had lost their power and courage to fight. They blame other people for the pain that they are suffering. But the solution lies in facing the crisis. Keeps you stress-free. It is recommended that mindfulness plays a vital role in forgiveness and health. The forgiveness of others has a positive effect on physical health when it is combined with mindfulness, but evidence shows that forgiveness only affects health as a function of mindfulness. Life will be not happy unless your mind feels free from all the despair and distress around you. And the way to do so is to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you feel free from the thoughts of the future and the painful thoughts of the past. The grudges in your heart always sour your taste of happiness. Keep them out of your mind. And forgive him for which you have anger. Improve your mental health. A successful life can be lived only when your mind is fit and healthy. Our whole life is what makes up our mind. There is a saying, you become what you think. If you feed your mind with all the positivity, you are going to be blessed with a happy life. Never allow grudges to make you upset and depressed. Have spiritual values. Whether you are a rich person or you have all the materialistic comfort which a person acquire, but you still miss the peace of mind. There are advanced technologies in the world to make life more and more easier. But if your mind is not enriched with spiritual values and teachings, all will fail. Until and unless you realize the true purpose of your life, your mind will keep thinking and be distracted every time. One feels very relieved. The road to success is very hard. There are no shortcuts or facilities to take you to your destiny. There come many obstacles and hurdles to bring us down and check our progress. Some people even try to distract us from our goals. They hurt us to shatter our confidence and lower our courage, but if you are powerful enough to forgive them and move ahead, you will definitely reach your goal. Divine and demoniac qualities. God has described some divine and demoniac qualities in the Bhagavad Gita. Forgiveness is one of the divine qualities God had mentioned in the verse. It makes your soul pure and leads you to a higher level of consciousness. The divine qualities help you know your eternal self. Mentally strong. A mentally strong person can forgive others, because he believes in himself that the loss he is suffering, he will overcome them and bring better results in future. He feels confident in himself and always stay positive. He never lets the feelings of hatred and envious enter into his mind. A study from 2005 states that self-forgiveness is an important part of self-acceptance and mental health in later life. The inability to self-forgive can compromise mental health. For some old people, self-forgiveness requires reflecting on a transgression to avoid repeating wrongdoings. Individuals seek to learn from these transgressions in order to develop their real self-schemas. When individuals are successful at learning from these transgressions, they may experience improved mental health. People who thought to take revenge for their hurt are mentally coward. They get confused by the false arrogance and look for revenge. But the actual revenge lies in forgiving them and makes them free from your hatred feelings. Your feelings of hatred will hurt you more than the other person you hate. It takes enough courage to forgive their mistakes and overcome our pain. This makes us brave for the further crisis in life. Practice forgiveness to reap the benefits of its powerful effects. People will criticize your work and find fault in you. They only do it because they failed in their lives, they do not want you to succeed. But if you take their criticism seriously, then you will also check your progress in life. You have to keep an eye on your goal and forgive those who are not aware of your true self that they try to create obstacles for you. Keep going towards your goal with a steady determination. When you achieve it, all the criticism will turn into your appreciation. After succeeding in your goal, if you look back on your journey, you will realize that all the acts of forgiveness you have done bring the sweetest fruit to you. You will be grateful for yourself and also feel happy for those who criticized you because they had made yourself tough to tackle life obstacles. Everett Worthington, Lauren Toussaint, and David R. Williams, PhD, stated to have enough research on the effects of forgiveness towards mental health and wrote the self-help book Forgiveness and Health, Scientific Evidence and Theories Relating Forgiveness to Better Health, detailing the multiple benefits and psychological results of forgiveness to humans mentally and physically. Toussaint and Worthington claim that stress relief can be the chief factor that connects forgiveness and well-being. Toussaint also found that levels of stress went down when levels of forgiveness rose up, resulting in a decrease in mental health symptoms. Feel free always. Time is passing constantly and it brings changes in our surroundings. Practice to manage time and do not waste it in thinking about negative thoughts and jealousy. Life is beautiful and the moments that had passed are never going to come again. Live in the present, enjoy the surroundings, and don't expect happiness from the other sources. Look within you, there is a reservoir of unlimited joy. Don't get entangled with the hatred, forgive and move on to happier life. Living in the present is possible only when your mind is free from all thoughts. The mind works all time, it is never going to be free. But free mind means the active mind which is ready to capture the new experiences that are happening in the present. The joy within us is abandoned by us and we go for artificial happiness. Materialistic joy comes with many nuisances that later show their influence. It is one-time happiness and later we will have to bear its consequences. It brings impurity to our mind and body. People in our surroundings are of different characters and values. Some are practicing to upgrade their life by spiritual values and others are engaging with the devil's thing. Intoxication leads to hell and it starts from our mind. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. People realize the power and importance of forgiveness as they grow in life. Forgiveness comes with positive thinking and revenge associates with negative thoughts. Thank you. Give your valuable feedback regarding this podcast. In addition, if you like the podcast, do share with your friends so that they must know about the immense power of forgiveness and learn how to implement it.